After 4 weeks of Advent, we have been waiting and praying for the coming blessings of Christmas. And now Christmas is here. Today, the angels is bringing us the good news of the great joy for all the people. Because this day in the city of David, Savior, who is Christ the King, is born for us. First today is the day of joy. Joy is a subtle, wondrous part of our lives. Think of joy you feel when you encounter your spouse whom you love. You see joy when you have a newborn baby. You see joy when your families are gathering as calm as Christmas. As a priest, I see joy when you bring your children to be baptized in the church. I see joy when you are gathering around the Eucharist table and reconciliation room. I see joy when I meet each one of you who are here, who are in nursing homes, hospitals, on the streets. I see joy when I play with our kids on the playground and they say to me, "Father, you are cool." We know that joy springs from our hearts and enriches our lives. Today, joy is all that, and even more. We see joy when Mary and Elizabeth met and embraced. The human joy of two women embracing each other is made more important and more beautiful because their joy was enriched and transformed by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Their joy is a human joy. But that human joy is now filled and shared in God's divine love. Jesus is there. Jesus is part of that encounter. Yes, God's love dwells in human joy. And now human joy and divine love are united. The Christ now shares our happiness, and our happiness carries Jesus' love. The human birth of Jesus brings divine love, the love of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit into the world through his human birth. By divine love, we belong to him. No one is left out. No one is excluded. Now Jesus is one of us, so he understands us humanly, shares our human joys and sorrow with us. If we still feel hard to understand how much God loves us and where the true joys come from, as we are invited to look at the manger, Jesus chose a humble way to come close to us, and from that, the angel proclaims the good news to us, for today, our Savior has been born for us. As St. John in the Gospel, he says, "The Word became flesh and made dwelling among us." Yet Jesus is born for us, and he's dwelling among us in all circumstances and bring joy for us. In this form that manger, we receive the true joy that Jesus pours God's love into our hearts to transform our lives, to make us joyful in our human life and love. Divine love meets human love in all its dimension of joy and of struggle. Divine love and human love and praise, they now are one. So, brothers and sisters, we have no reason to deny this true joy because God with us. Emmanuel is always with us. That is the true joy. That is the only reason for us to be joyful. After this Mass, we go home with the joyful heart of Christmas and embrace Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Christmas is not an event of the past. Christmas is an event of today. And each day, as we joyfully proclaim, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of goodwill. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.